the main object of abandonment of my spiritual life? Why am I engaging in all of the study, meditating, and so forth? It's because I'm learning to control my mind. Control my mind really means not allow delusions. You know, gradually learn to recognize and reduce our attachment, anger, and so forth, and finally abandon this. So when we apply effort to permanently abandon our delusions, okay, then we are destroying the cycle of suffering. Okay. We're doing a very good job. We should, you know, pat ourselves on the back. If we are really applying effort to control our mind, and that doesn't mean we're perfect, because of course we're not at first. Our delusions, bad mental habits, we've had them since beginningless time. And some days they're quite strong. But if at least we take responsibility for them and stop blaming our unhappiness on others and say, what's the delusion in my mind that's making me feel this way? Just recognizing it already starts to reduce its power and may prevent us from acting under the influence of delusion and causing problems in our relationships with others, including our family. You know, so just even recognizing our delusions is a huge spiritual practice. And anyone who's actively doing this, I would say, is a very good person and very wise. You know, they may not be perfect, of course, but my goodness, they're showing such a good example. I think it's such a sign of wisdom when we really start to take responsibility for our own state of mind. Then I think there's real hope for spiritual progress, you know, because then our focus of wanting to be happy and solve our problems of unhappiness, mental pain, comes with what's going on in my mind and what spiritual teaching will help me right now with how I feel. And then we can apply that. That doesn't mean we can't receive help from others, because of course we need that. Our spiritual friends, for example, encourage us, show a good example, and so forth. We're not doing this on our own. But if we don't take responsibility for our own mind, if we don't ourselves apply effort to practice Dharma, no one can grant us permanent liberation from suffering. But if we make effort, we have a lot of help from our spiritual friends, from enlightened beings, through receiving blessings, and then definitely we will accomplish our aim. When our aim is to permanently abandon our delusions, and in this way, destroy the cycle of suffering.